Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carole Blackman. And you know what? I've been in this business a long time, and I've never had the pleasure of talking to this next person who's been in the business some maybe, I'm going to venture to say, I don't know, 50 years, almost 5 decades?
Pretty close, yeah. Uh-huh.
Started with a legendary group and went solo and is just known by a particular hook and ad lib in a song. Give me a little bit of that.
Girl, you know I love you no matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. Cause I love you. Oh. I had to throw extra O's in there for you. Yeah. Yeah.
Do a little more of that for me again.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is.
Yes.
That's Lenny Williams, y'all. Hey, Lenny, welcome.
Hey, what's
to
going
Magic.
On?
How are you?
I'm good.
So good to finally meet you. You know, we have just been loving your music and playing your music for so long.
I tried to meet you a couple of times, but every time I come down to Atlanta, there was some big old guy said he refused to let me meet you. Is he still around?
I don't know. Let me check. I don't know which one that
which
was.
Which one that was,
one
right
there. Kicked to the curb.
I hope so, but yes.
Okay. Okay, so look, 5 decades, right? It's
yeah.
about like that?
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, I think I made my first record in 69, and I was kind of goofing around before then. Yeah.
Oh, really? So you weren't taking it seriously?
No, I mean, I was kind of goofing around with the music business then, but I made my first record in 69.
Oh, my gosh. Tower Power, too. The history
of Tower Power. Yeah, I think I started Tower Power in 1972.
Wow.
And then I think in December of 72, I did my first gig with Tower Power. And then in January of 73, So Very Hard to Go was like number one all
wow.
over the place. And
I know.
I had to drop out of college. And
really? Because it was the success just said, hey.
Yeah, right. It's like, what am I going to do? Am I going to stay in school and get that AA and BA, or am I going to go out and get that MONEY? Yeah, you know, so, you know, just,
had and to figure it out. And that won out, though.
Yeah,
huh?
It won out, yeah. So, but, you know, I'm here with you, so it must be good. Yeah.
You know, because you really have made music that is lasting, it's timeless. When you all were doing the music and when you were doing those songs at that time, mm-hmm. did you kind of feel that it was just that special?
Well, it was special to us, but, you know, sometimes, you know, what's special to you is not necessarily special to other people.
Right.
But, you know, time will tell, you know, with the old adage. Yeah, right. So as you see the music, if, you know, the band is still working, I'm still working.
Yes.
You know, every 3 months we get royalty statements, the money's still coming in.
Wow.
And you say, wow, you know, I must have done something that was really significant, you know, that was relevant, you know, to music, you know, and so I'm just glad for the ride.
I know that's awesome. It's been an awesome ride for you.
It has been an awesome ride. We got a new CD out. We just came out Tuesday, and we're excited about that. You know, did a duet with Kurt Whalum, and so you know, trying to you know do you're some just, you know some things, different things,
oh,
and
yeah.
You know, doing some good old R&B, and you know, just making it happen.
Because we got to keep the R&B alive, you know.
Got to keep it alive, most
Absolutely.
Definitely. Right? What would the world be without R&B?
Oh, let's not think about it.
Yeah, let's not think about it. Don't even talk about that.
Yeah, let's not do that. Because I wouldn't have a J-O-B. So anyway,
without R&B. Yes, right. Exactly.
So okay, so your new CD is out. It's in stores now.
Yeah, so it's in stores now. Yeah, iTunes, Amazon, in the stores, and go to LennyWilliams.com or you know all that. I'm on Twitter, you know, at Lenny Williams. You know, just
good. I will definitely follow you.
Yeah.
And you are performing tonight at the White Party.
I am at the White Party. You coming?
I'll be there.
You got your
my
white
ready. Got it
your
ready.
White. Oh yeah.
Yes. Got my white right.
Oh yeah. That's like a. That's like. Everybody be ready for baptism, right?
Right.
Take me to the water.
You're on the show with Anthony Hamilton and Charlie Wilson. This is going to be an awesome show tonight.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to Charlie last night. We go way back. I remember when Charlie and them first came to Los Angeles, you know, and we used to hang out. And I was talking to Charlie. A lot of folks don't know Charlie plays the organ.
Yeah.
And he doesn't play anymore. He just kind of sings, you know. And I said, but Charlie's the chair at the church up but playing that organ. Oh, yeah.
He makes you put,
especially when it's offering time.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to put a dollar in, you put 15 in, and Charlie gets to play that organ.
That's right. That's the plate for real.
Yes,
right?
For sure.
And for you too, when you get to singing. So.
Most definitely. Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time with me today, and I can't wait to see you tonight. And keep doing what you're doing.
Oh,
I mean,
most definitely.
Really
I don't stop. Yeah,
it.
Right. I got to keep moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Lenny Williams, the legendary Lenny Williams. And then I'll, of course, keep you all abreast of how he's handling himself here in Vegas. I'll let him know
if he's
behaving.
I'm being good.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.